afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about.
talking about a world beyond work. I once read an article about work and leisure, and a particular sentence captured my imagination. It was this. In society, we have a leisure ethic that is very weak, if not absent. People talk about life-work balance, but most of us can acknowledge that it's easier said than done. We are either overwhelmed by commitments, pressures to earn a living, and having to meet deadlines, or we simply don't see having time off as a necessity anymore. The author of that article went on to say that he looked up from his work pile one day and realized that it was already December, and a whole year had gone, one that was focused on work and survival. He had some leave owing to him, which would not be carried over into the next year. So he was going to lose that as well. He went on to do some research around work practices and discovered that many people, by their own volition, forgo their holidays. They just don't take time off. So skipped holidays are a common practice, as is the practice of making holidays shorter and shorter nowadays. That means that there is very little time to unwind or rejuvenate. Meanwhile, working hours continue to grow. So you get the picture. This makes me wonder about a few things, and some questions could be asked, such as, what are your priorities? Do you feel guilty if you take time off? If so, what is that about? Taking holidays is far from a common topic in the media. It might be considered frivolous or unimportant in the bigger scheme of things. In all the discussions about health reforms, there doesn't appear to be much said about the preventive benefits of leisure time. Those who have studied the problems associated with overwork find the health risks compelling. In the words of Professor Compton, it's very important to disengage. We need to discover or rediscover the importance of engaging in activities that bring pleasure, happiness, and intrinsic satisfaction. Numerous studies have found quality leisure to be a key component of mental health. One of the messages we can take from this is that holidays need to be seen as fulfilling, not just as filling time. In traditional cultures, for example, people learned a variety of skills to use in their free time, such as weaving, dancing, storytelling. So let us take time or make time to rediscover so-called leisure skills, to explore new pastimes. Quality leisure is an experience that broadens, teaches, challenges, stimulates, and provides a sense of achievement. In saying that, doing nothing and giving body and mind time to restore and revitalize are also essential components of leisure time. It's all about balance. Perhaps you can think of it this way. Try to find an identity outside of work. Psychologists tell us that people whose self-image extends beyond work to other aspects of life manage better during challenging or demanding times. People who feel the most fulfilled in their work often are those who find a way to merge off hours, interests, and their livelihoods. Let us aim then to work towards fulfilling this ideal.